This week on the Nervous Record.
Diva Cup.
Ew, I hate those things.
I don't understand. I can't get it in there.
I've never tried. I have a friend. All she likes to do is talk about her Dixie Cup. And I
Dixie
cannot
Cup? It can't be called a Dixie Cup.
Diva Cup.
Oh my God.
The Dixie Cup is the Diva Cup for Trump's America.
I'm Amanda Socks, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Mallory gave you gummy bears.
I know. Like, I'll remember, and it'll be so awkward when I meet her now, because I'll just be like, thank you for those.
You're just going to be like, gummies! Gummy bears!
Instead of hello.
Yep.
Do you ever find that you just, like, the words come out of your mouth, and it's like a flash of light, and you're like, what did I just say?
That's been the first 10 minutes of this conversation.
Well, I mean, like, one time I went to say hello to somebody and shake their hand, and I said, I like your big watch.
I always hate when you start saying that thing when they're just introducing themselves normally. Like, you didn't have to say anything, because they're in the process of, like, nice to meet you or whatever, but you're like, I like your big watch. I do that a lot, too.
Well, I mean, You've done that? You do that?
The other day when I was doing this temp thing, we were sitting in a big conference room in like a semicircle chair arrangement. And they're like, all right, everybody needs a blue and black pen to take with them. And it was like a canvassing job. Mm-hmm. And so they start passing around a box of pens. I'm at the end. So they've started across the room. It's working all the way over to me. The person next to me puts the box in front of me. It's full of red pens.
Okay.
They said, you need a blue and a black pen. You can only use blue and black ink. It's all red. So, like, I just start laughing. And the recruiter, like, my boss, essentially, is walking towards me. Obviously, I think she is in on this pen situation and thinks it's hilarious, too. And I'm like, it's all red. And she was like in process of being like, okay, so somebody else is going to sign up on this sheet first. So we're going to skip you if that's okay. And she didn't even hear my pen thing. I'm pretty sure. She did, she ignored it.
She would have laughed. She would have.
Maybe. I think she was in pain, or she just can't walk in high heels. She was clomping.
I've gotten to my job interviews. They've been going pretty well so far. I think I'm going to be offered the two positions that I traveled for last week.
Yes.
I don't know that I'm either going to take either of them.
Because what?
One of them is in
You're killing me.
Des Moines.
Well, don't blame me there.
And then the other one, I'm just not sure. I was, like, really into it.
Then why would you not accept that one?
Because I don't think they can pay me enough money.
What?
Yeah. Because it's a 30-hour week position and not a 40-hour a week position.
What are you going to do with 10 extra hours a week in Cleveland?
Cleveland was pretty cool. Like, the area where we were was, I think there's a big stigma about Cleveland.
Well,
they put me up in, like, a really fancy hotel. Fancy yet comfortable. I walked barefoot on the floor.
Whoa, that's
that was a big. So, like, if anything, if I don't get anything else out of this process, that was a huge step for me. Mm. I mean, literally.
Footnote. Cleveland is where I had my first recognizable panic attack in a hotel room in Cleveland.
Really?
Recognizable. I say that being like, I'm an adult and I didn't think I was stressed out, but why am I not breathing?
Why were you in Cleveland?
Is that why that's why I had the panic attack.
People, so I mean, I didn't have panic attack in Cleveland. I had a nice experience
that's
in
great.
Cleveland. I went and had breakfast with this guy, and he's like, basically, he's telling me in so many words that he wants to offer me the position, what will it take to get me there? Which is a really hard question because I didn't know where they were even starting as a range.
Okay.
And so this is the second time that I've been in a situation where I've been shooting blind as to like salary negotiations. Are you a good negotiator?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. When I did this before union, they asked me, what are your salary requirements? And I was like, you know, 20, 21,000 would be such a blessing. And they were like, Leah, the salary range starts at 37,000. And I was like, and it should be. And I'm worth that. But like trying to recover, like, and then I felt like I needed to follow up with an email to them saying like, I know it seemed like I was really shocked by those,
but I give $15,000 a year to charity, so.
So, not knowing where they're coming in, and all that I had heard from him was, the salary will be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
With what?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Donnelly had been, like, speculating.
Mm-hmm.
She's a savvy lady, business savvy. She's like, Leah, I think it's going to be about $50,000. I wouldn't be surprised. So I basically told him like $50,000 was essentially what I was going for. And then he told me like they had been paying the interim $35,000.
Was he like,
This just doesn't sound like me to be doing this business.
No, and stuff. Like I say all this from the comfort of my mother's basement. Never done that in my life.
Also really, really hard to imagine Nate in Cleveland in any kind of an urban setting. Anyways, I
don't know, Nate's in nowadays. He's like hipster chic.
He is hipster.
Everybody wants to be like a little country and make things out of wood. He's like more Brooklyn than Brooklyn right now.
He is more Brooklyn than Brooklyn. So I got through Hell Week.
Yes.
The other day, I did have a panic attack. And Nate and I, we had this plan that we were going to go take the kayak out to Lake Jocassee. And we were just going to have this day together and be out in nature. We haven't had hardly any time together because I've been traveling, and he had totally forgotten that that was the same day that his dad was coming into town, and he had told his family that he was going to come spend the afternoon and have dinner with them.
He left you in the kayak, didn't he?
No, he was...
Or he left you without the kayak. You were just treading water in the middle of the lake.
That's how it felt. No, I mean, it was a totally honest mistake. Like, I get how wires get crossed. So he asked me, like, are you sure that's okay that we go be with my family? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. I felt gross because I thought we were going to go to the lake. And so, like, I hadn't shaved my legs and stuff. But I was, like, okay to be out in nature. But, like, not really okay to, like, be at a family function, even though his family is very, very laid back. And we're on our way out there, and I said, can I run in, like, the QT or the Sphinx Station and get a razor and, like, shave my legs in the car? Or can we please stop at your house first and let me get changed, iron my dress, and shave my legs? He's like, yeah, sure. And then he gets on the phone with his sister and he goes, I didn't tell Leah I was going to do this because I knew she would yell at me if I did and she would be mad at me, but is it okay? Can she shave her legs when she gets to your house? When we get to your house, can she shave her legs?
Fire.
I had a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I started to have the panic in the car. He realized we needed to not go to his sister's house immediately. We needed to go to his house immediately. Mm-hmm. And that he needed to give me time to get through some shit before we went over to be around his whole family. So we went over to his sister's house, and he was really good. He was attentive, kept checking in on me. Then he and his cousin found a couple of Frisbees and some buckets from Lowe's, and it was like their equivalent of, you know, throw something and get it in a bucket. You know, that'll, and so they started this, like, we're gonna. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing, I was just checking in.
What you been doing?
I got up this morning and did a ton of schoolwork, and, went to the gym, did a heavy leg workout.
Leg day?
Yeah, leg day. 460 on the leg press.
Pounds or reps?
Pounds. I could have done more, but I'd have to go steal plates from another machine, and I didn't like doing that. And then I just got in bed, and I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to read Man's Unconquerable Mind by Gilbert Hyatt or look for something on Netflix.
You should watch The Mindy Project on Hulu.
I don't want to watch that.
Why?
I think I'm sexist. I'm pretty sure I'm sexist.
Yeah.
It's not intentional, but it's just, you know, it's internalized.
That's worse if it's not intentional. Like, secret sexism?
But that's true for everybody. Most of our prejudices, there's an internal evolutionary biological basis for them. That doesn't make them right. That doesn't justify them. But yeah, I think I'm sexist.
I mean,
because every time there's a strong female lead in a television show, I'm like, God, if they would just kill her off, this would be a great show.
That's true. You do say that about Homeland.
Homeland, there's absolutely no reason for her character. It would be a great show if it wasn't for her. The same thing with Scandal. The same thing with Lost, with what's-her-name in Lost. I was like, this would be a great show if the smoke monster would eat her. Well, I hate that about myself, but...
Would you watch The Handmaid's Tale with me?
Is it scary?
It will stress you out a lot.
Okay, I don't have anything right now that's stressing me. I've been trying to look for some.
I tried to get online today, and I tried to do a search engine search of seminaries for Christian atheists. I was like, maybe it'll make Nate feel really motivated and excited if I can just get him a brochure.
Yeah, I guess.
I took the Enneagram today.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do?
I'm a 4.
It's the artsy one.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've got like a million Enneagram books. So a lot of it is like divination. Like you have to like become, you step into. That's why you...
What the hell are you talking about?
Is divination a word?
Yes. Not in his vocabulary.
So you're 4 on the Enneagram, and then you also took Amanda's witchcraft test.
One of the questions that I thought was, and this podcast put a lot of things in perspective. Do you feel that you enjoy or prefer to live in your own world, or you want to draw people into your world?
I prefer to think that I'm living in a material world, and I am just a material girl.
What do you think, Nate?
Prefer to live in your own world.
Okay. That's what I thought, but...
I don't know, that's a hard question.
I mean, and then I was like, but I do a podcast where I talk about my world.
But then, like, it's not like you want to talk to people about it.
That's true. We can't ever have a call-in function. All right.
You need to have a call-in option.
This is it. You're it. We got Nate on the line here from Pendleton, South Carolina. Nate, how you doing this evening? What's your question? What can we answer for you? Nancy, I almost called you Nancy.
That's weird.
Your name's Amanda. Amanda will do.
Well, now I'm Nancy.
Don't tell him it's not Nancy.
Here. I just wanna tell our listeners that if you wanna call in, ask a question to the Nervous Record, you can call in whenever we record, which the hours are unknown from day to day, week to week. We might be recording that week. We might not be. So just take your chances and ask Nancy.
Which one are you on the Enneagram?
I don't know.
I think
he's
you're
a three.
Really?
They're a performer.
I thought a two was the helper, but it had like a flair for the performer side.
He's pretty helpful. You built a dang fence.
Desperado, you better quit building fences. You know who that song's by?
The Eagles.
Yes. Want to know something about the Eagles that I learned yesterday?
Tell me some shit.
Here's some shit about the Eagles that I didn't know until yesterday. The Best of the Eagles, that album, is one of the top 10 selling albums of all time. Which I don't understand because there are not that many songs by the Eagles. But so Nate
Leah,
was.
Leah, their whole. That,
people are just like.
I'm going to hang up the phone and do a lot of thinking right now.
Nate read me off the name of like a bunch of the songs, and I didn't know a bunch of the songs. It was like the conversation quickly devolved into Nate and my mom like sitting on the couch singing Witchy Woman together.
Love it.
Yeah.
I know yeah. Come on and take a free ride. That's them, right?
No.
Oh. He said that everybody comes out of the womb knowing the words to most of the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. I think
songs.
That's probably true.
Oh, Amanda agrees with you. But he didn't know all the songs on the Bodyguard soundtrack, and that was also one of the 10. Do you have a question? Okay, well, hope you're excited about getting some brochures in the mail. There was a PDF paperless option. I was like, nope, nope. We want hard copies of these brochures for these graduate schools so he can look through and say, look at how ethnically diverse this campus looks while also egalitarian and very happy, as though all of these kids had the same exact amount of scholarship money.
Mm-hmm. Lots of wheelchair ramps.
Oh, God. That's okay.
Take it easy. Is that one? Take it easy, Nate.
I was looking for my Enneagram books, which I don't think they're in that bookshelf. I usually keep all of my, what my mother would view as occult books in that closet. Astrology, crystals, veganism.
So, I want to know, what's the 411 on the animal noise outside?
I'll play you the noise.
Okay.
I think that's best.
Upon re-examination of that footage, I came to a couple of realizations.
What
first
footage?
Of all, the footage, the audio footage of us doing this podcast.
Oh.
No, what you think is an owl is a dove.
Ooh.
That's a dove.
Is that a dove?
Yeah, that's not an owl.
At twilight? At dusk, if you will?
Maybe dusk or dawn. Any of the Stephanie Myers books. Yeah, that's a dove sound. We're talking about occult books.
Okay, let me play this and I'm going to amp up the...
That's an owl, I think. That's an owl.
I've just never heard that at the end. Like,
it's a Spanish owl. There were so many times when I was about to jump out of my skin because I thought it was going to be a snake. So like when started telling me about the sound, there's a sound outside the window. I'm thinking rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't, you wouldn't even find a rattlesnake around here, would you?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, but you're more likely to find a copperhead.
Okay. And they don't rattle.
No, they're silent and very poisonous.
I know. We got to talk about some snake shit this week that happened this week, went down.
Uh-oh.
And not to me, to this poor lady in India. May she rest in peace. But, you know, that's our snake beat segment.
We need like a Jack Hanna segment.
Aw, Jack Hanna. When I choke the dolphin, have I told that story before?
You choked the dolphin.
Okay, this is...
First, I want to say, just because we're talking about animals, I want to speak to our community of listeners. Do you feel like you need to apologize to any single men who own cats?
Nope.
All right, moving on. Choked a dolphin.
Yeah, dolphin. So, there used to be a SeaWorld in, outside of Cleveland. Like, randomly, they were like, oh, we put SeaWorlds on both of the coasts, but what are we going to do for the Heartland? And they decided, like, in Ohio that they were going to put a SeaWorld there.
That's a terrible idea.
And my parents decided to take us up for, a weekend. And so, you know, obviously, like, one of the things you can do is, like, buy a cup. Have you ever been to SeaWorld or any kind of situation like that? Part of the thing is that you can buy, like, a cup of fish and you can feed the dolphins.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I mean, they're not still alive.
I know, but you're just buying a cup of fish.
It's in one of those, like, cone-shaped cups like you might get at some water fountains. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was feeding this one dolphin, and I fed all the fish, but there was, like, a bunch of swishy fish water in my cone-shaped cup.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. Okay.
Fish water. Oh my God.
Literally, like, what I thought of was cereal milk. Like, when you eat cereal, the best part is the swishy fish milk that you have at the end.
Oh God. You ruined cereal for me.
But you. you know what I'm talking about? Like, the cereal milk. And so I'm thinking, this is gonna taste good to this dolphin. And so I go, like, the dolphin's like, ah, you know, mouth open, because it's trying to catch fish from people, looking for a handout. And I take the cup, and I go to turn it over to pour the liquid into the dolphin's mouth, and the dolphin kind of jumped up, kind of shot up, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it scared me, and I dropped the cup, and it was cone-shaped and sizable. Cone goes on the back of this dolphin's tongue, back to the throat of the dolphin, and you can just see it in there, and the dolphin's like, which I don't know a lot about dolphins, but that wasn't like a sound that I've heard a dolphin make, like, on TV, on a movie, and
it
stuff.
It wasn't on Free Willy. Yeah, two, or three.
You know, there was a commotion, because the dolphin had a thing in its throat, and I was immediately crying and shaking because, like, even adults were not super sympathetic to the fact that I was a little kid who just made a mistake. So then the trainers come, and they have this kind of, like, mechanism, which, you know, I guess kind of looks like one of those... you know, long claw.
Yeah, kind of like a shark mouth.
Yeah, like one of those shark.
You squeeze the handle, and then the mouth opens and closes.
Yeah, like one of those alligator forceps.
Oh my God!
And so they have these, like, long, you know, pole the size of a pool cleaner with these alligator forceps on the end of it. But then the cup went down into the dolphin's throat. I guess it swallowed it. And basically the trainers were like, well, nothing really we can do now. They were trying to, like, reassure my my mom that it would be fine. But we left the park after that because I was so shaken up by this. And I mean, that's kind of one of the things that's like so dumb. So much of the things that happened to me in real life are so dumb that it's amazing to me that I ever felt like I needed to make up wild stories. Because I'm like, that happened just like I told you it happened. But when I was telling my class about it back in sixth grade or whatever, about my experience at SeaWorld, there was a big scene, but it's because Jack Hanna happened to be there.
Oh my God, it was already a good story. Why did you have to add Jack Hanna?
So Jack Hanna just happened to be at SeaWorld right at that moment.
You don't want to draw people into your own life. You want to draw people into the imaginary life that you built.
I created this zany own life.
I mean, that's kind of how it is with older kids or only children, like Cordelia.
Yeah.
It's a way to entertain oneself, or just like, it's just kind of fun and imaginative when she tells us about her 85-year-old husband, Nani Buzz Lightyear, and how he has a house on Hilton Head. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. Or that she worked in an office, but somebody's chair caught on fire and the office building burned down.
Did she set it on fire with her mind?
Nope.
Oh my God. I don't know if I should have led with the dolphin choking ceremony. I don't know if I should have...
Ceremony?
That's something else entirely.
All right.
So speaking of cult stuff, I don't know if I should have led with the dolphin choking story in Cleveland at my job interview.
No.
Because I was like, oh, Cleveland.
I've been here.
Yeah. Like,
can't breathe.
If this guy hires me, he already has seen my choking dolphin impression, so...
Maybe when I was unable to breathe, when I was in Cleveland, it wasn't actually a panic attack. Maybe I had the spirit of Flippy, whatever, choking on your cup.
I don't know why when you said choking on your cup, I just thought of the most inappropriate innuendo. Like a cup on a football player uniform.
Yeah, I thought a diva cup.
Ew, I hate those things.
I can't get it in there.
I've never tried. Oh my God. I have a friend who, all she likes to do is talk about her Dixie cup, and I
Dixie
cannot...
cup? It can't be called a Dixie cup.
Diva cup.
Oh my God. Interesting.
Yeah. No, the Dixie cup is the diva cup for Trump's America.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cult that I haven't bought into yet. The other one, which Jay is now a part of this cult, is the nose irrigation.
Nose candling?
Not candling. That's like an
neti pot.
Neti pot.
Yeah, I never could do that. I always swallowed the water on accident.
I've never tried because that's what I imagine. Yeah. I imagine it's like waterboarding.
Did I ever tell you that on my first date with Nate, I talked about waterboarding?
It doesn't surprise
me. I'm just really
me.
Not good with initial
it
conversations.
Really doesn't surprise me.
We were getting tattoos.
Like you do on a first date.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, how long is it going to take? The guy was like, maybe 2 minutes. And I was like, I mean, I can withstand anything for 2 minutes. I mean, maybe not waterboarding, but...
And then everyone laughed. And you all high five.
And then I was like, I like your big watch.
And that's a wrap.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
Is prostitute not good to say anymore?
Mm-mm.
No. Why?
Because it's their job. And if you say prostitute, like, they're immediately demeaned.
I've been looking at houses in Denver, and there's this one house that's on Hooker Street Hooker Lane. I'm like, nobody can live on Hooker Lane.
In the strange intersection between feminism and murder.
I thought you were still talking about streets in Denver.
Do you like to follow funny things on Twitter? So do we, if we knew how to use it. You should follow us, because when we figure it out, it's gonna be hilarious. So follow us on Twitter @NervousRecord.
Sad.